All right, everybody, good morning. Good morning on this Thursday morning. I am fired up this morning. I have been up ever since 2 o'clock with the Lord. It is really something. He actually gave me a revelation this morning. He woke me up with these words. I had a dream, and he woke me up and he said, "What?" Let me think how he worded it, because I wrote it in my journal, but it's at the house. Oh, what is the quickest way to lose your inheritance? Now, we know that the children of Israel get an inheritance, okay? The only ones that did not get a physical inheritance was the children of Levi, the tribe of Levi. And the reason they didn't is because they had God. They were the priests, so they had him himself, you know. They had like a special portion because of what they did for him. But he said, what can make people lose that quicker than anything? So, you know, he gave me these scriptures, and I read and read, and I couldn't figure it out, and then I finally figured it out. Do you know what it is, Brad? It is where you go after other lovers. You cheat on God, basically. It's where, because see, God is jealous for you. And when you pick a king over him, you've left him. That's how you lose your inheritance. And then he talked about, you know, because I'm not going to teach or what, because y'all are teaching this morning. But he was talking about, like, you know, Moses was up there on the mountain, which we talked about this yesterday. You know, Moses was up on the mountain with God, and then he come down, and they had all built a calf. And that's basically what has happened in our country, is they have built a calf to President Trump, and they have trusted in him more and in, you know, the mainstream and the propaganda and everything more than they do God and his word. Because even if you are partnered with, you know, all these people you have trusted for years, and you know, I'm talking about mainly NAR. And then you see things happening that you know in the Word of God that, you know, God would never allow that. But when you begin to reason that your loyalty and your agenda on the earth is more important than what God's Word said, then you've made an idol, okay? So this is actually an idol. It's called social justice. So this morning, I found an audio of 2018 when I did the 40-day fast. Because, you know, right now we're still on a 40-day fast. We've got, you know, about 10 days left. And so we're still going headstrong. And like I said to the new ones that just called in, the Lord woke me up at 2 o'clock this morning, and I've been with him ever since. And he told me, what is the quickest way you will lose your inheritance? And the way is idols. Because he's jealous for you. So I found the audio recording of day one of the 2018 40-day national prayer team that I made. Was 20 people that come together to pray down the idols in our country and in the church. And I want you to hear my pure heart back then. This was in 2018. Now, don't forget that I just come off the road with the 2017 tour. And, you know, where I had saw the sickness in the church and everything. So I just this was fresh off the heels of that, you know, where I went on that 6 month tour, 36 days, 18,000 miles, and I saw for myself, you know, what was happening in the underbelly of the church across this country. So then a few months later, I'd say, the Lord gave me a dream and said, I want you to form a team and do a 40-day fast beginning in January and tear down the idols of the country and in the church, you know. So this team of people, like 20 people, we all got together and we went before God in the throne room every day about these 40 idols. So each day was a different idol. One day it was alcoholism. One day it was social justice. One day it was NAR. We actually did one on NAR. We did one on the ecumenical movement and different things that the Lord brought to our attention. And the Lord would speak to each one on the team differently. It was so cool, man. So I found this audio. It's only 3 minutes long. And this was the first night, the first day of our day. We went on the radio to ask the bride out there as a whole to pray for us as we go in the prayer closet. And I want to tell you this. Our first day in there, God spoke to us. And he said, he's very serious about what we're doing. And we had his full attention. And I am telling you, if that was not the most fire of God experience. Because it was like we literally walked up the mountain every day. It was such an amazing experience. You know, who would have known it was that year that God launched me out, you know, to go to Washington, D.C. Okay, so here it is. Very precious audio here. Well, I hit play. Must be my internet being slow. All right, here we go. Well, I guess I'll try again. Sorry, bride. The devil is a liar. I tell you what. We just rebuke him right now in Jesus' name and tell him to get off this equipment. In Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. Okay, now listen, bride. I'm going to talk to you a minute about why we're doing this 40 days of praying, and we're praying idols down in our country. Okay, as you know, this year, well, last year, because now we're in 2018, last year we did a 40 days fasting and praying at the beginning of the year, and we prayed for President Trump as he was
being put into office with all of his cabinet. We pray for the transition. We pray for all of the appointments being made. We pray for the country, family, state. We plowed the heavens. And then after that, God sent me across the nation. When I went to New York City, I was standing before the Statue of Liberty. And when I did, I noticed that she had tablets in one hand and holding fire in the other. And I had like a vision before me of us, the church, the bride, being up on the mountain. Over the past few years, a lot of ministers that I've interviewed been up on the mountain, been in the presence of the Lord, been through the purging, been through the sifting, the trying and testing of the Lord. I realized it is for such a time as this. Come on now. Now, we are coming off the mountain and seeing that our country has built up this golden calf right before God's eyes with all these idols that are ungodly and they're a stench to his nostrils. So I was live on air and I told him, I said, look, bride, this is us. We are coming off the mountain. We're going to break these tablets. We are going to demand that they come down in our country, these idols come down, and that God's will be done in our country. And then the fire that was in her other hand represents the fire of the Holy Ghost, which is what is going to take these idols down. So after I finished the trip, after I finished the march in Washington, D.C., I started doing the clarion call. Then I started planning on this year's 40 Days Initiative. The Lord gave me a dream and said, I want you to concentrate on one idol a day, and I want you to tear it down and repent. So that's why we have this.
All right, let me pause here and ask you guys. I'm going to have to play this over because my
about why we are doing this 40 days of praying, and we are praying idols down in our country. Okay, as you know, this year, well, last year, because now we're in 2018, last year we did a 40 days fasting and praying at the beginning of the year, and we prayed for President Trump as he was being put into office with all of his cabinet. We prayed for the transition. We prayed for all of the appointments being made. We prayed for the country, family, state. We plowed the heavens. And then after that, God sent me across the nation. When I went to New York City, I was standing before the Statue of Liberty. And when I did, I noticed that she had tablets in one hand and holding fire in the other. And I had like a vision before me of us, the church, the bride, being up on the mountain. Over the past few years, a lot of ministers that I've interviewed been up on the mountain, been in the presence of the Lord, been through the purging, been through the sifting, the trying and testing of the Lord. I realized it is for such a time as this. Come on now. Now, we are coming off the mountain and seeing that our country has built up this golden calf right before God's eyes with all these idols that are ungodly and they're a stench to his nostrils. So I was live on air and I told him, I said, look, bride, this is us. We are coming off the mountain. We're going to break these tablets. We are going to demand that they come down in our country, these idols come down, and that God's will be done in our country. And then the fire that was in her other hand represents the fire of the Holy Ghost, which is what is going to take these idols down. So after I finished the trip, after I finished the march in Washington, D.C., I started doing the clarion call. Then I started planning on this year's 40 Days Initiative. The Lord gave me a dream and said, I want you to concentrate on one idol a day, and I want you to tear it down and repent. So that's why we have this team. We are coming together in unity, and we are repenting to the Lord on behalf of each of these idols. So each day we will tackle an idol. Tonight is the only night that we will be live during this 40 days because the Lord instructed that we do this strategically and do it off of being live so that we can do it without hindrance and be kind of in the mountain together as a team. Now, at the end of the 40 days, we are coming back live, and we will give a report of what happened over the 40 days. So all of you bride out there, we encourage you, pray for us daily as we are in this.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing. It keeps cutting me off, guys. I am so sorry. Okay, let's go back to Canada. I tried to open the line to Canada. Sorry, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There you go. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Do you want me to start?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to read three different Psalms about giving praise to God. Psalm 101-5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know you that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 112:1-10. Praise you the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness dwelleth forever, endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness, and he is gracious and full of compassion with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in. I'm holding the phone here. Can't read properly. Just wait. Sorry. Where am I now? He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemy. He has dispersed, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endure forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Psalm 150:1-6. Praise you, the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbal and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's all I have. Thank you.
Sister, I am so proud of you. That's awesome. Very encouraging. Okay, now let's try Mississippi again. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I thought I was in the Twilight Zone.
Sister, I'm so sorry. The battle is real. The battle is real.
I know. I had to call you back. So, good morning, everybody. I have Psalms to read, 27. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek for, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thou servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelly. I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. Dr. June?
Are you here, sis?
Yes, did you hear me?
Okay, what did you say there then?
I just said, may God give a blessing to the reading of his word.
Oh, okay. Well, very good, sis. Thank you so much. All right, what about you from Indiana? Hello from Indiana. All right, well, let's move on then to Jesse. Good morning, Miss. Oh, I said your name. Good morning, sir. Do you have an encouraging word for the bride? All right, well, maybe we'll come back to him. What about you, Miss Florida? How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing all
right.
Good morning. Yeah, I have a script. I'm going to be reading the 23rd Psalm and a couple of verses in Isaiah and a couple of verses in Ezekiel. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I got, let's see, Isaiah the 40th chapter. Isaiah the 40th chapter and 11th verse. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather them, the lamb with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. I got Ezekiel. Hold on. 34th chapter and 11th verse. For thou said unto the Lord, behold, I even will both search for my sheep and seek them out. In the 14th, I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. Well, that's what I have for this morning.
Well, that is very beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. What about you, ma'am, from Florida?
I'm hoping you tell or you pick me next.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of something that she would read Psalm 23, because I have found two songs that sing Psalm 23, and that I was listening to the other day, and early this morning, God put it in my mind. That song was going through my head, Psalm 23. So I just have to mention that. And then the other day, the other day I was on the couch doing praising, reaching my arms up, praising and singing, and my arms started getting tired. And I had an ache in my shoulder, so I needed to put it down, and then I needed to put up the other one. But as I was doing this, the Lord put into my head the scripture about Moses needing help to keep his hands up. So I'm going to read this scripture. It's Exodus 17, 11, and 12. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. You can take a couple of things from this, that when you're feeling down and spent and everything, reach out to your brothers and sisters for help is one thing you can take from that. And the other is that, Just like you've been teaching us, holding your hands up in the air is warfare. And I just wanted to, I looked up a couple of things, and there's a couple more scriptures with raising your hands and praise. I just want to read this bit here. In the Bible, you see raising of hands as part of prayer and worship, indicating that it served a number of possible purposes. For one, there is connection with holiness, both acknowledgement and praise for God's holiness, as in the scriptures, Psalm 28:2 and Psalm 63:4 and Psalms 134:2, and a personal desire for God to produce holiness in the life of the worshiper in Psalms 141:1-2. And then lifting hands is also seen as a way to invite God's blessing and presence as part of worship, as in Psalms 143:6. As well, lifting of hands in worship is seen as an expression of thanks and dependence upon God and His Word, as in Psalms 88:9, 119:48, 28:1-2, Nehemiah 8:6, and Lamentations 3:41. And I just wanted to read this one. Nehemiah 8:16. All right, Gloria. Okay, it says, so the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house and in their courts and in the courts of the house of God and in the street of the water gate. And, I have the wrong one. I can't read my writing. It's 6. Okay. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And then I'm going to read this one, Psalms 28:2. Hear the voice of my supplications, and when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward the holy oracle. That was David. Let's see. Psalms. And then I have Psalms 88:9. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Well, that's just a few of them. So I just wanted to bring that to the table. That's all I got.
Hey, what version of Bible are you reading where it says the word oracle?
King James.
What?
And that's probably one of the changes. I'm not sure, but, I mean, if it doesn't sound right, that may be why.
Well, let me look in my... I'm going to have to look in one of Dennis's old Bibles. Let me look this up. I'm going to look it up in the physical Bible.
Yeah, that's what I was...
28...
Speaking of that,
any of you guys, go ahead, sis.
I watched this guy on YouTube. He has a video, and he shows you all and the proofs of all the Bible changes. And he was reading a Thompson Chain Bible, and it showed off to the side in the notes. It showed the word how it's supposed to be right next to the word that they changed. So I don't know if you want to...
Yeah, it says here, Holy Oracle. Let me see when this was printed. This is Zondervan. Oh, I don't trust Zondervan. All right, let's see. This was printed 2021. We're going to have to... If any of you guys have got an old Bible, look it up, and when I get to you, let me know what you have and see if it's always been Oracle.
The thing is, the thing is, if it's changed, it's going to be changed in every Bible. It doesn't matter.
I know he tries to say that, but I don't know how he can prove that.
What do you mean?
How can they change text? I don't get it.
It's witchcraft. A lot of it's witchcraft. I mean, you know, it's always been the lion and the lamb, right?
No, I know that for newer versions, but I'm saying older Bibles. How can they go and change written text?
Because we don't know. It's a supernatural thing. That's what we're all trying to figure out.
Yeah, that's what he says, but I have a hard time with it. But that oracle, though, just seems weird, don't it?
Let's see. I'm going to look in the Bible Hub where it shows different versions, because some of the other versions have the original, the right sounding word.
Yeah.
Let's see. Which one was that? That was the oracle. Which one was that? Which scripture was that?
Psalm something, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Psalm something.
Oracle, let's see.
Well, while you're doing this, sis, I'm going to move on, okay?
Okay.
All right. What about you, Miss Sherry? Oh, Michigan, do you have an encouraging word? An encouraging word for everybody this morning?
Hallelujah. There's always an encouraging word, because if there are so many words in there that already tells us. And in the end of Revelation, end of the book. So if he says we win at the end of the book, that means we won in every chapter all the way up to Revelation, past Revelation. Hallelujah. We're always triumphant. And we're going to stand on God's word. He gave us promises even for our family. So, hey, Joel 2:28, he says in the last days, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. Our sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Amen. They might be spitting out curse words and crazy stuff now, but don't be looking at that. Two vision. You cannot have division when you are walking in the spirit. You have to have the vision of the Lord. Because if you're looking at the devil's vision, he said, oh, look at my kids and this and their dad and my husband and the people at work and the people at the church and there. Stop it. Stop that in Jesus' name. Stop it. And start believing what the word of God says. He says we are always triumphant. It don't matter. And the Lord told me a long time ago, he says it don't matter what it looked like. It don't matter what it sounds like. It don't matter what it feels like, because the just live by faith. And the same thing I'm telling you, I have to tell myself the same thing all the time. No, we walk by faith. That's not the real vision, okay? And you find a scripture that deals with whatever it is you're dealing with, like our family, Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you and your household. What? Shall be saved. What does saved mean? To be delivered. Delivered from what? Whatever they need to be delivered from. Hallelujah. And you tell the devil that every day. You tell him with the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have victory. I have victory. And the thing is, sometimes God's plan may not be our plan. And then we want to get mad with him. Well, you can't. You just can't. Ask me how I know. Because I tried. Pull tantrum, all that. I'm sure some of y'all have done it too and had to repent for it. But then you realize God is not going to do it any other way except for the way he wants it done. He told us it would comfort us. Hey, when I was divorced, hallelujah, feeling lonely and alone and like, you know, Jesus, you know, I'm living for you and doing all I can, you know. Had a cheating husband, had two babies while we were married. Okay. And then I was just telling somebody earlier, the Lord came to me and he said, I'm telling you to divorce him. He don't tell everybody that. So you need to have your own personal relationship with him. So whatever he tells you to stay, then you pray and you declare and decree victory in Jesus' name. Still, I'm going to be triumphant however it works. And so it was a holiday, and my children, they were like, oh, we want to go over to Daddy's house where we can have a real family. I'm thinking, yeah, with the woman that just tore up our marriage. Oh, but I didn't tell my kids that, you know. But that's what I was thinking. And they left, went with their dad. And so then somebody called me, one of my girlfriends, like, girl, what you doing on the holiday? Girl, I ain't doing nothing. I'm here by myself, you know, again, by myself. And after I got through hanging up with her, the Lord said, you really insulted me, you know. You said you're here by yourself. You act like I ain't real. What's wrong with you? And a lot of Christians, they act like God's not real. I'm lonely. I ain't got nobody to talk to. Well, you know what? From that day to this, I ain't never been lonely again, because you could be married and still lonely. You could be have kids and still be lonely because your kids won't act right. But when you put all your, how you know you got all your trust in him? You, girl, you go to sleep, or men of God, men of kings and queens, you go to sleep and you snore and have a good time. You wake up in the morning. Oh, good morning, Daddy God. Good morning, Jesus, big brother, King Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit, King of wisdom. Thank you. You will crown my head with wisdom. So I don't know what to make decisions, the type of decisions I need to make today. You got to have a real relationship like Mama June tells us, walking with him every day. Now, he don't say everything we want him to say all the time, and we don't want to do everything he wants us to do, but we know better. So we ask God to help us and straighten up our attitude, my way of thinking. Let's pull down that wrong stronghold because we know Jesus, the Holy Spirit in us, is always right. So you got to have a firm foundation. Because when you're going through all this crazy land and all the stuff that's going on, you better have an anchor. And your hope better be in Jesus, because everything else, the Bible says any other foundation, ooh, there is no other foundation than the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. So no matter what happens, and I thank God for helping me to overcome and conquer. And when the Lord told me to divorce my ex-husband, I felt like I was going to die. I tried to commit suicide. And the Lord said, why are you trying to do that? He ain't God. He said it just like that.
All right.
He ain't God. So it's important, you know, for us to just stand on God's word. Know that we have the victory. Always try. Get your scriptures. Get your victory scriptures and stand them up. Put them there. Get the one for the family. Get the one for the finances. Luke said, give, Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given. Good measure, press down, shake it together, run it over, will men give unto your bosoms. So if you got financial problems, sow and stand on the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And begin to praise and be a cheerful giver, not a fearful giver. Hallelujah. And so that we can stand on God's word and stand on there together. And sometimes you might have to get a battle buddy. Because you pray like, oh, nothing didn't happen. Then that don't mean you're not powerful. It just means you need some more power. It's like faith to the spiritual world is like money to the natural world. If there's a couch and it costs $1,000, you only got $800, you need $200 more, you need to go get some more. How does faith come? Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So you put that word on, you let that word keep going on in your ears and down in your heart. Start reading it. Read it out loud. Father, you said I'm always triumphant. God, you told me in Philippians you take care of me. Lord, and just say what God say and believe it. When you believe it, you will receive it. Stand on the word of God and quit saying, well, God, when is it going to happen? You ain't in no faith. Stop it. So we just all go stand on the word of God together, and all the prayers that have come in, We're just declaring decree divine answers. We're declaring decree divine strength. We're declaring decreeing divine healing and wholeness for our family that may have been attacked with drugs. Don't say, oh, they got high blood pressure, they got diabetes, you know, they got a drug problem, though they've been attacked with. Don't put it on them, because now you're agreeing with the devil. The Bible said where two or three agree. Don't be agreeing with the devil trying to pray for him and get him out, but you're agreeing with the devil. No, we ain't doing none of that. But anyway, thank you, Mother June. I love you. You continue to be blessed. You and Papa, Papa Dennis, continue to be blessed to the max, and everybody on the line, because we ain't taking it back, but we're taking over, and we're advancing the kingdom of God. How? Together, together. Can't do it by yourself. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, sis. That was a very good, encouraging word. It's where, you know, Pastor preached this one day. What are you beholding? That's the key. Where are you gazing your focus? That was a good one, sis. That was a good one. All right, let's move on down to this person. Hello, good morning. Area code 856. Good morning.
Good morning. It's hard for me to get in on these mornings, but this morning I did. And I have a 1610 Bible. And
okay.
I don't know what the number is. It's in Roman numerals, the Psalms are. So I was waiting to hear which one you guys were referencing so I could look at this 1610.
Let me get around the line with us. Hold on a second. Leslie.
Oh.
What was that scripture?
It was Psalms 28:2.
Psalms 28.
Do you want to come back to me while I look this up, because I have to, what is 20, that would be XX11.
I wouldn't know either.
So,
XX33, I think. I mean, V11.
Okay, let me see here. You can come back. I don't want to hold you up.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's move on then to Jesse. Let's see if he's available. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. All right. So he must be busy. What about this one in Indiana? Good morning. All right, if she's busy, what about you in Texas? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bob. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Okay.
You
good
got
morning.
The floor.
Okay, I'm going to touch on what the sister from Michigan said. To call on the Lord. One time, years back, over 20 years, when I was in distress, another situation going on in my life where I was just needing to talk to somebody. I was a young lady then, and I was just so desperate, so depressed, I can't remember what was the situation, but I know that I was in distress and needed to speak to somebody. So I called, was back then before cell phones, and I would dial everybody's number, and nobody was available to talk to me. The line would be busy, or they weren't there. I just couldn't grab a hold of anybody to talk to at that moment, and I just was on my knees by the sofa, crying, and I heard the voice that spoke to me, my right ear, an audible voice says, "You've called everybody except me." And I was like, oh my. I fell to my, I was already on my knees, but I just started crying and I begged the Lord to forgive me. Because it was like you said earlier, He is jealous for us. And so I just wanted to share that that was another time in my life that I heard His audible voice speak to me. And so I looked up these little Bible verses. And there's one that says here, in Psalm 145, 18, the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. And there's a Psalm 50, verse 15, that says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." And so I give Him all the honor and the glory for the things He does for each and every one of us. And to just remind our brothers and sisters that He is just a call away and we don't need the Wi-Fi to get to Him. He hears us and He's there for us, for each and every one of us. And even in these times, as we see these times that we're living in, we can't be afraid. We have to know that He is just a call away and not having to have a phone, just a call away. He's here, He's near, and He is always there for us. And that's what I wanted to share this morning. God bless you all. I love you all.
Well, thank you so much, sis. That was very beautiful. And let's go back down to our sister here. All right, are you ready?
No, I'm not. 22, what was it again? I'm sorry. This, the Roman numeral.
No, I think it's Psalm. Where did you say, Leslie? Psalm what?
28:2.
Oh, 28:2. Okay, so... Yeah, you're going to have to come back to me again. Wait, that's 22.
Well, we're already done, sister. You can just send it to me later if you want.
Okay, so it's 28:2. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
28. I will. I will. I'm so sorry. God bless all
that's
you
all
girls
right.
and fellas. Have a blessed day, and it's so nice to finally have come to the morning prayer call.
All right, go ahead, sister.
All right, I just want to read from John chapter 10, verse 16. "And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." So I'm saying that because... God has pretty much led me to that scripture and other scriptures today that are more personal. But, I guess I've just been pressing on, and this is my journey, you know, on my way to Christ. And I'm thankful that He's sustained me and brought me this far, you know. And I kind of felt discouraged the last couple days. And I'm not going to go into detail about that, but, you know, I've been walking in victory. I mean, I've gotten this far. You know, this, what, since 95? You know, I've gotten this far, and it's just been, you know, me and the Lord. And that's the way it's going to be, you know. So that's all I have. That's all I have. Thank you so much.
This is a New Living Translation. "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valleys, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect me and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. And that reminds me when I was in the penitentiary in 1976, when I was playing dominoes. I was playing dominoes, and this guy across me says, "I can't kill you, you're too nice." And I said, "What? What'd you say?" He said, "Nothing, nothing, nothing." But see, all around me was these people pretending to be my friends. But God flipped it around on them, and they became, my enemies became my friends. Because what God did, you honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup runneth, my cup overflows with blessings. That was such a blessing that night. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. Isn't that wonderful? God always pursues us with his love, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. When we're going through stuff like we're going through right now, and we get lonely and we think that God is so far away, he never is. He is so close to us. Like he said it to me once, "Why are you looking way up there in the sky?" He says, "Look to your heart. That's where I'm at. I'm that far from your lips." That's how close he is. So be encouraged. God is not far. He never was. His breath is in us. And we carry him around. We need to show him off in how we speak, we act, and how we preach. Amen. So, Father, I pray for every single one that's out there right now, Lord God, that they feel so far away. And everything that they need, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would, your promise will manifest in their lives, Father. Because my God shall supply all my needs, and I need nothing because he provides it. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you this morning that you woke us up, and you give us a privilege to talk about you. That your name is on our lips, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Holy, 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 holy is your name, O God. Thank you so much for giving us another precious day to love on you, to praise you, to glorify you, and to speak about your name and how you are and who you truly are. Amen. Thank you, Father. Bless everyone that's out there, all those that need healing, Lord. I pray, Father, that you will renew their strength, their vitality. Lord God, in Jesus' name, those that are sick, Lord God, I curse every piece of sickness. In Jesus' name, viruses, I command you to shrivel up and die in the mighty name of Jesus. And we release healing to them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much. Father, we can never stop thanking you for what you're doing, for what you have done, for what you're doing, and what about to do. In your precious Son's name we pray, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, Lord, brother. That was very beautiful. I always love hearing you preach, and I'm still waiting on the day for you to preach for us on Sunday. So let us know. All right, Bride, I'm going to pray for you guys, and I'm going to get off here and get busy. Lord, I just pray for everyone. No matter, let me record this. Oh, we are recording. Okay, good. Lord, I just pray for everyone that's listening, Lord, that you help them today and that you would strengthen their spirit, strengthen their body, strengthen their heart. Lord, I pray that you heal those roots, Lord. Heal the roots of their tree so they can be healed and have their wedding dress, Lord, be clean today. And Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Lord, I thank you for protection over them. I thank you that there's more that's for them than is against them, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that as you confirmed to me again this morning, that if we will back you up and honor you as our God, that you will back us up. So I thank you, Lord, that today we choose this day who we will serve. We're choosing you today, Lord. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you are the great I Am. There is no one like you. There is no God like you. You are the name. Jesus Christ is the name above all names. And we put you on the throne this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys. Now, I want to encourage you that if you want to go to Bible college, tomorrow is the last day. You need to get signed up for that. And then I guess that's about it. Just go to the website and you'll see all of our stuff. God bless.